move by ZEC to deploy over 70,000 polling officials throughout the country is something that is only logical, given the fact that we have almost 10,000 polling stations, and that gives an average of 7 polling officials in each of those polling stations, and that is generally the standard in terms of the numbers of polling officials that need to be there. Obviously, you would want to avoid a situation where the number of polling officials becomes too huge and potentially intimidating to the voter, but we believe that this is a number that can provide the necessary infrastructure for ZEC to run this election. We are just hoping that the so-called 70,000 officials are people that have been identified in a manner that is inclusive, in a manner that avoids any possibility of including elements from our society who are likely to undermine the election process. So we're hoping that the people that have been recruited are professional people, people of integrity, people that will contribute to this process being deemed as credible and as being reflective of the will of the people.
Are you satisfied with the number of polling stations? We understand there are 9,449.
The number of polling stations is usually determined by the potential number of registrants that are likely to vote and their distribution. So, well, we are aware that in the previous election, we've been working with a figure of 9,111 polling stations. That was in 2008. And the number that we're being told, the 9,400 number, is definitely an increase. Now, what we would urge the commission to do is to be very transparent in every process of this constitutional referendum. So it is necessary for the commission to then explain to stakeholders what has determined that increase in the number of polling stations, because you want to avoid a situation where people begin to speculate